Spiritual, the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual, the podcast. My name is Haley McAlee.
I'm Nikki Renfrew Martinez.
And we're here today with Carrie L. Williams.
Yay. Hi.
We have known Carrie L. for a while now, a few years.
Yeah.
She danced in Semanticos and now teaches for Semanticos. She's an absolutely amazing dancer of all styles. It's crazy.
So we went to the Promontory, which is located in Hyde Park. This super swanky, cute place. I had never been. Haley had been quite a few times.
Yeah, I really love the Promontory.
I've been to the music venue on tap. Yeah.
There's a music venue on tap?
Mm-hmm. They have like silent parties.
Yeah,
I gotta show you what's up there. It's a lot up there. Yeah, it gets popping.
Silent parties. I don't even know what that means. It sounds so cool. But we each had a cocktail and we really loved it. Mm-hmm. And we also had some food. Carol had a burger.
Yes, I had a burger.
And it was delicious. We all ate some of her fries.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I had Hell in Lake Michigan, which had Jamaican gold rum, lime, grenadine, maraschino cherry liqueur. I think I said that right.
Maraschino. That's okay. Mm.
Close enough. Corrections corner. And then, Carrie, what did you have?
I had the penicillin with blended scotch, lemon, honey, ginger, and honeycomb. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
That was good. That was strong. We all tried that.
And it wasn't strong to me, but I drink like bottles of Hennessy. So.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So, you know.
One of those.
It was like, it was cute.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It was strong as fuck.
And I had the Aviation, which I've had other places and really liked, but I especially liked theirs. It had Western style gin, lemon, maraschino, cherry liqueur, and creme de violet.
Mm.
And it was really good. Mm. Yeah.
Yours reminded me of that drink that we had at that place that closed down, RM Champagne.
Yes. Oh,
was it her left breast?
No.
Or was it a rainy day in Paris?
A rainy day in Paris.
Why the left?
I don't know. Not the right one.
Left breast was okay too.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah. And the first drink I ever had at the Promontory, one of the reasons I loved it so much, was called Purple Rain. And it was maybe one of the best drinks I've ever had.
Nice.
Yeah. It was also purple, like an Aviation. But
is their drink menu seasonal? Do you know?
They change it.
Oh.
Good amount. Are you welcome back? Yeah. You should.
Well, that was super exciting. And it's such a cute place.
Yeah.
It was like a hidden gem, I think. I just never go up to Hyde Park. So.
Oh, yeah. So, Carrie L. has a super interesting upbringing with religion and spirituality. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to hear more about it because we've talked briefly about it, but I don't have enough information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. My dad, so I used to go to a church in Gary, Indiana called the Church of Israel. And it's another, like, main branch of Chicago, but it's called the Israel of God. But we didn't really go there that often. But basically, we coined the term Bible Christianity later. But yeah, if it's in the Bible, we kind of did it, sort of. No, I won't say everything. But like, not everything that's in there. But basically, we went to church on Saturdays and not Sundays.
Wait, the Bible says to go to church on Saturdays?
Yeah.
I didn't read the Bible.
Seventh, so yeah, on the seventh day, he rests. Yeah.
That was all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exodus 20.
Yeah. Man,
wow. I can quote a lot of scripture.
Yeah.
I'm a bit rusty.
We're gonna look really ignorant.
Yeah,
I can't. Really,
Exodus 20 is like one of the commandments. Like, he worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, and he blessed that day. And if you like, yeah, but yeah, that's in there. So we went to church on Saturdays, and like in Leviticus it breaks down like. So we didn't do normal holidays like Christmas and Easter, but
we didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So we did Passover and Tabernacles, which is in like Leviticus 23.
Okay.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passover,
like
the Jewish holiday. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one?
Tabernacles.
Is that Jewish as well?
It's Jewish as well, but I think they have a different name for it, but don't quote me on that. So yeah, it's very very similar. What else? Oh, I ate so kosher. Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah, I've never had pork.
I
did like once on accident, but technically, I never had pork my entire life. I still eat kosher just because.
Yeah.
Why? I have it.
And so, how big is this church? Is it just your standalone church, or are there other
churches? There are other churches.
Okay.
We kind of branched off a little bit. Like, there's a main one. It's a couple main ones in here in Chicago. The one in Gary that me and my family left a few years back. And then now my family has one. And then my mom's stepdad, my grandpa, he has his own little branch.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. They're tiny. Yeah. My dad, it's so small now that everybody's, like, at my parents' house. Because we branched off from the main church.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's a good little handful. Oh. So, like, we still say it's Christianity. It's just a little different.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Interesting. And so then were there any other rules or guidelines that felt affected your childhood?
Oh, so many.
Yeah?
So many.
What about? So many.
I just had, like, you know, conflicting feelings about a lot of things. Well, oh, yeah. Good to know. I'm gay. Gay as hell. So that was one main
one.
I'm gay. Gay as hell.
My name is
Carrie L. I always forget, like, it's not a fact. But, yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Me being gay was, like, pretty much, yeah, the base of, like, I didn't feel like I was normal or right based on it. But my parents necessarily didn't make me feel that way once I came out per se, because they're just very loving people.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of my own, like, I'm pretty harsh on myself about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was one. What's another rule? Tattoos were no go.
Really?
Yeah, have a lot of those now. What else is another one? Modesty was a big deal. Oh, keeping the Sabbath. So on Friday nights when the Sabbath began, we tried to keep everything, like, just godly related, so we didn't listen to, like, normal music. We only did, like, church music or VeggieTales was my upbringing.
Yeah.
I mean,
VeggieTales.
I
like VeggieTales.
Yeah.
I could probably say
every episode we'll watch that, or, like, The Prince of Egypt instead of watching normal movies, or, like,
that's a good movie.
Later we got creative. Prince of Egypt is the stuff. Like, that's
a
good
movie.
Yeah,
I watched it recently.
That's a good movie. It's the shit. But yeah, so we didn't light candles and cook on stove. Yeah, until the sun went down on Saturday, and then we went back to life. Yeah.
Interesting. And so then what about drinking? Like,
oh, no, we drank, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Normal Christians.
Yeah. Jesus turned water into wine, period. But they say don't be a drunken, you know?
Oh, okay.
You can drink, but, like, don't be, like, out here. But,
I will say that that's so interesting, and it is so different than...
It's very different. Yeah.
Yeah, most Christianity. But I also love the ritualness of it. Like, I think that is nice to have a day to say, all right, we're going to...
It helps.
Yeah.
Now that I'm not doing it.
Here and devote our time to our spirituality and just...
You hear that, Mom? It helps.
Yeah, I think it does.
It really does give you a day. And I was talking to my mom recently. I'm like, I'm just so tired. And she's like, you don't have the Sabbath anymore, do you? I'm like, ha, ha, ha. But in all seriousness, it did help. It gives you, like, a mental break to just focus on, like, your spirituality. So, yeah, I'm trying to get back to that-ish. Like, even if I do it on Sunday, I don't mind. But it's just, like, it gives you, like, a pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to know more about how your family handled when you came out. Like,
getting tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
How did they take all the things?
So, well, I did not know how it would go. Freshman year of college is when I was kind of like, okay, I'm not so much out of the house, but I'm just like, I can figure things out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And was it? Before I left, I came out and I said, I think I'm bi, knowing very, very well I was just full on gay. But I was like, maybe it'll soften the blow. I'm like, I think I'm bi. My parents are pretty liberal and they're young and they're against it. But I found out later in life that no matter what I do, it's my decision that they were still going to love me. So it wasn't as dramatic as I thought it would be. I for sure thought I was going to get thrown out the house and my name would get casted off the Williams list. But no, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But I came out and my dad just responded, are you sure? Because girls are kind of weird. And, you know, they kiss each other sometimes. Talk to your mom. And my mom's like, I can't believe you said that. And we never just had the thing of, you know, that's a sin, because they felt like that was, like, should have been, like,
already known.
So it was never that bad. And eventually I just didn't bring up boys and only had girls around. Mm. And my mom was like, so I should give up on this guy thing, right? And I'm just like, yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always felt like I didn't have a place in my family or my religion because solely because of that. And like, they're just like, you're grown. And at the time of when I got the house, like, you're at the house. It's kind of like, we're going to love you no matter what.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came out and like hints on Facebook a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, I went to Pride for the first time. And I posted a picture. I'm like, if you didn't know, then ... And that was my way of coming out. But no one really got it because there's a lot of older church people on there. And they're just like, okay.
And I said, I guess I still don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically how they took it. And I was just like, So I tried again. I had another joke because I'm not a very, like, I'm typically blunt now, but then I didn't want to be like, hey, guys. But I was like hinting at things. And no one said anything. So I thought if I took it fine. Because, like, I still had church people on my Facebook. I'm like, oh, yeah. Great, check mark. And then I dated my second girlfriend, like publicly, like I put her everywhere and no one said anything. So I'm like, hey, church people, guess y'all don't have a problem. Maybe y'all knew, good for y'all. So, and then all of a sudden my mom calls me one day and she's just like, we're getting all these calls. What did you do? And I was just like,
oh,
I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're just like, you posted a picture or something? It wasn't anything crazy. It was like, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, wait, they're calling you? And my mom's like, yeah. And I'm just like, well, first of all, I'm grown. Yeah. I'm like, they got a problem when they say something to me.
Right.
But then she was like, well, this is like the most snooty thing I've ever heard my mom say to me. And she was like, well, we knew that, or they were aware of you being gay, but we didn't know you'd be in a homosexual relationship. And I was like, well, you thought I was going to come out.
But then
and not date anybody? Right. Yeah. So I think that's why another reason why it went so smoothly. Mm-hmm. Because I think they assume that I would say this is my sexuality, but this is a sin I have to battle.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that's why it went so smoothly at first.
Interesting.
Because they thought that that's what you had to
say. That's just, you know, that's just mine.
That's what was going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it was. Because, like, I mean, we talked about it. We knew it was a thing. I think at one point later in life, my dad was just like, people will have things that they have to deal with, and, you know, you go through your battles or whatever. But I guess they didn't expect me to act upon being gay, which is so strange.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you weren't saying, and like, I think I'm bi and I'm ashamed of that.
Right. You weren't apologetic.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Puzzling. So now they're like, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Once I was dating my ex at the time, my mom told me, I don't care who you're dating or why you're dating them. I need to know that you're in a healthy relationship. So don't feel like you can't tell me what's happening.
That's
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like really, really comfortable. Mm-hmm. But then at another time, they're like, you know, you're a heathen. So it's kind of like, what you gonna do? So that's pretty much sums it up. Like, I try to tell people, like, your parents are cool. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, they love me, yes.
Yeah. I think it's a, like, even when we speak, it sounds like you have a wonderful relationship with them.
Yeah. We're also pretty close in age.
Yeah.
Me and my family, my mom is 20 years older than me.
Okay.
And my dad's 22 years older than me. So we're just really close in age. And as I get older, I'm noticing that more.
Right.
So, I'm the oldest. So, like, I helped with the kids. So it's like, and I was homeschooled.
Yes.
From second grade until junior year of high school.
Mm.
That's another reason why we're so close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so now, like, it's my life and it's like that's how I'm living it, but technically they do not agree with it whatsoever.
Right.
But it's kind of like, well, we love you, so it is what it is at that point. Which I'm kind of curious myself to know, like, how my father goes about, like, if anybody ever talks to him about it. Because, like, my dad's like, you know, we don't say pastor, we usually just say teacher. But even though technically he's a pastor, I just wonder if he ever, like, you know.
If things are said.
Yeah. But my dad's a very sweet, 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 sweet man. Mm-hmm. And he's also very passive aggressive. So he will never tell me if there's something horribly, horribly wrong. And I probably wouldn't tell him if I was in the same position. So I don't know.
Where does spirituality and religion play a role in your life now? Or does it at all?
I'm figuring that out. Mm-hmm. Like, every now and then I do go to church on Sunday at New Life just to give myself that center mm-hmm. and that balance. Or I'll just read my Bible just because I did it my entire life. Mm-hmm. So it gives me that
ground
focus. Yeah, it grounds me. And
it's like yoga.
Yeah. Really, find your center. Like, it just, mm-hmm. if you don't take time out for that, then, mm-hmm. life gets kind of like wonky. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm figuring it out as I go. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's important for me to have some type of base. And I guess that was always God in my religion. So I'm trying to stick to that. It's a matter of just figuring out how. Because I've spent like all my life. I think we started going to that church when I was like 2 or something. Mm-hmm. And like a very set way of living. And like this, anything else is wrong. Everybody else is wrong. This is right. Nothing else is right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm just like figuring things out.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I have to be thankful for everything. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figuring it out, really. I could tell you like how church went. It was still pretty much normal.
Yeah.
Like we had a choir. Mm-hmm. I was in the children's choir. Mm-hmm. Why? My mom hated me. I don't know. It was pretty normal. Something to do. Yeah. We'll have a church service. Like, the choir would sing 2 songs. The teacher would go up there and teach. And we had, like, lesson headouts with all the scriptures we would go over. Mm-hmm. And then we'll close out. Oh, when we prayed, we stood up and faced east, facing Jerusalem. So we'll pray towards Jerusalem. Mm. Yeah. And we always had to have our head covered. The women had to cover their heads.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in church or all the time?
In church. Just like when you're praying.
In a sacred place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're praying or reading the Bible.
In your heads or your hair?
Hair. Like a head covering. Like, okay. I would wear my scarf like I do now.
Right. So the church that your dad is the pastor of now, or the teacher, mm-hmm. Do they still, are the like guidelines still the same?
Yeah, for the most part. I feel like once we left like the main church that we were at, mm-hmm. we wanted to do a more friendlier approach. Not that they weren't friendly, it was just like they weren't trying to be like open arms. And it was weird because
you gotta evolve as a child.
It was really weird. They weren't like mm-hmm. So now that my dad's having his own church, it's they'll live stream things, they'll invite people to come and listen and mm-hmm. ask questions. Oh, and it's very small right now, which I think is for the best, because once it gets too big, it gets weird. Mm-hmm. The main church got weird. We had to dip.
Yeah.
They start doing some weird stuff. I will say, because it's so many, like, they were, like, the religion is so Bible-based that it's the Bible. People get very, like, it depends on how you interpret it.
I was going to say, that's so hard.
Yeah. Everyone, I'm like, it's the Bible.
The text, right. And they interpret it
the
way that they want to, mm-hmm. whether it's literal or abstract, that alone, those mm-hmm. 2 different things. Oh, so how does that end up?
That's one thing that I've always wondered.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of questions. But that was one thing I've always wondered. So my dad's church is pretty much the same guidelines. He goes over the meaning of the scriptures, and if you don't understand how he interprets that, mm-hmm. then you just ask him and talk about it. But my dad has a pretty good like read as is. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't make sense to the times now, then clearly do not do it. Mm-hmm. Like having multiple wives.
Right, yeah.
Very specific when I'm pointing out, because that's the reason why we had to dip. But,
Wait, so the main church. It's okay, because the Bible says.
That's what he was trying to use as his defense.
Mm, because he had multiple wives.
I think he was just cheating on his wife, and then he was trying to cover it up, and then people were backing him up. And my dad and my mom were like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Because they told me everything that happened, because I grew up there.
Yeah.
Which is a funny reason, because like all the main men in that church were, not all of them, but most of them were jacked up, like abusive and like trying to, another reason why he was trying to have many women. And I think that's why my parents think I'm gay. Fun fact. Oh. Yeah, because the men that were around me were all awful, which they were.
Oh, that's so, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That's not how that works.
I'm aware of it. Right. Yeah. Which is funny because there was a girl at the church I used to holler at. So,
I was like, no, I found her before.
Oh, God, have you known, Mom? While we were at that church. Yeah. So, but, yeah.
People are bad men being creative. These are my other wives.
Yeah, that's literally what was happening. And everyone was like, oh.
Yeah.
And we're just like, are you guys serious? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm very happy that my dad has his own church because I understand where it's coming from, and it's coming from like the sweetest place of their hearts. So it's much smaller. It makes more sense, and yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to respect that someone's willing, because it would be easier to follow
which
things that
is
you don't believe in and not be ostracized or.
That's what happened. Once we left, apparently they started saying really bad things about us.
Yeah.
Because they didn't publicly say, oh.
Yes.
It was like a big announcement. Oh, let me have multiple. It wasn't like that. It was, so we left, and then they started saying jacked up things about us, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, my dad did a lot for that church. Okay. But,
none of that. We have multiple wives, so that's why they left.
Yeah, no, right. That wasn't said. Not one. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd go back to that religion? I know you said now you're.
Yeah. It's just like I feel like it's the opposite of who I, not in terms of like the core things of don't steal, don't kill, don't lie. Like I absolutely hate lying, and I credit that to my religion. Like I just don't feel like it's necessary. I hate one thing.
Yeah, why do it?
Right. Yeah. One thing I cannot stand. I do not like lying to the max that like that, or finding a day to just focus on a higher power or whatever you need to do that I'll take away.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole being gay is a sin thing. And I can't just cut off my life on one day. I just don't.
I think it's positive that you can realize that you've taken things that you want to keep from things were useful in making you the person that you are, and good, beneficial, and you click save on those things and you let go of the rest and look for what you need.
Because there's a lot I feel like
there
that
is.
I've taken away that helped me a ton to make me a better human to the max, and I was like deep in it.
Yeah,
it was surrounding, like, because I didn't even go to like school to get like too many other influences besides like when I went to like the dance studio. So I'll take what I need, but it's like impossible for me to go back to that religion because I do plan on having a family. Like I want a wife and I want kids, but that whole thing right there is like,
right, it goes against
that's not a thing.
I think that's the best part of religion, though. And I think that's where people go crazy with it, and that they say, oh, I have to take all of this and live by it, whether I agree with it or
literally
not. I'm not going to question it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't say, well, this makes sense, and this makes sense, and this makes sense. And now we live in almost 2020, and X, Y, and Z doesn't make sense. And that we're not evolving. So why would you stick with that? I think it's so important to just take what resonates with you. Just the basic things of being a human being, because all of those things are in most religions.
Right.
So why
it's the base
do
of everything.
You have to take all the other psycho stuff with it? You don't have to.
Yeah.
And there are religions and denominations and all the things that will just take that and not the other things. There are places that have evolved, which is good to know. It's hard to find it, but it's there.
Yeah, I would take what I need, but as terms like, I don't know if my family have faith that I will come back, but I think they like to keep that faith, but I do not know why. I think another thing, the concept of being gay is probably not something they understand, so they probably think that this might not be forever, which would be funny if they thought that. But I wouldn't be surprised, per se, because I just don't think, they would. Because I know for a fact they think it was a choice that came out of nowhere. Like, I just said, oh, yeah, I choose to be gay, because who doesn't want to be a black gay woman in America? That sounds great.
That's always my thing when people are like, you chose this.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah. They're choosing probably the hardest life where people are going to judge them for their choice.
Right.
Isn't it, why would someone choose that when there's another choice? Like, that's how you are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I told my mama, if I could be straight, that's one less thing I would have to worry about.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Just, and there are actual, like, scientific studies that have proven that certain parts of the brain are larger or smaller that would reflect that of an opposite gender. Yeah. Like, there are so many different ways that people are...
Or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And no one chooses to be straight.
No.
None of us chose to be straight.
Right, exactly.
Why would someone be able to choose to be gay? I just don't...
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's just, above all, too, it doesn't make any sense as to why someone would have such a problem with it when it affects nobody else, nobody outside of that relationship.
That's what I'm wondering. It's like, why do you care?
You're going out of your way to be upset about something that doesn't involve you at all.
And I think that's why my parents are so cool.
Because
they if it doesn't involve them at all, they're like, but this one, it kind of sort of does, so I can respect that because when I first came out, they're like, oh, do you want kids? I'm like, I never said I didn't want kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get that people, when it's their family, where they would be upset because they had expectations or, you know, X, Y, and Z, and not that it justifies them having that.
But
it
makes sense.
But I do see people like, are you going to get married and have children, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make sense when people want to make laws that are going to control someone else's life.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where it's like,
Yeah.
You just fucking shut up to Why are you doing that?
And then slapping the Bible on top of it.
Yeah.
And
But, like, crazy. I will say, like, when it comes to, like, if I do have a wedding, I can guarantee my parents' 100% will not show up.
Really?
Yeah. But we've had that conversation. Yeah, just because they just don't agree with it.
That would surprise me based on everything I've heard about
them. My parents say how I can almost guarantee how they'll react to everything because they're just so like, this is what it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that because I can't expect my dad as a pastor to say, oh, I disagree with this and then show up to my wedding, which I would rather him stick with his values even if it is me, because I mean, I'll show him pictures. Like, it's not that serious to me, but I'm not that sentimental. But I can almost, I'll be very extremely surprised if they do show up. Like, they'll get an invite so they can put it on the refrigerator or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think.
Interesting. What about your siblings?
Yeah, how many siblings do you have?
I have three siblings. So, my brother, he's 18. My sisters are, I should know this, this is bad. How am I? 22. 11 and 9. 10.
Oh, babies.
10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I can't predict the babies, but my brother, I feel like he may show up. Yeah,
you guys are pretty close.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in college right now. He texts me when he needs me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he would probably show up. Mm-hmm. I feel like he will stay with the religion because he never, like, it never bothered him. He's comfortable there. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really change. He's comfortable. I'm happy he's comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm happy he is not changing because my parents could have that. So, but yeah, I feel like he may show up. And then the other two, I don't know about yet.
They're little babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I would never, that's something that I would never want to miss for my child.
Mm-mm.
No matter what, like, we could, you know.
I can't imagine. If my parents missed it, too, my parents would miss it. Maybe I am really sentimental.
My mom is getting more, now that she's getting older, she's getting a little bit more sentimental. By older, I mean she's like kind of 43. And she's not old, but as she's getting older, I guess she's getting a little bit more sentimental, but we have never been like that. So that's why I think I'm so, like,
chill about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, whoever I marry, how they'll feel about it. Mm-hmm. So that I can't predict. But me, I'm just like, oh, well, look at pictures. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, who's 11, I can kind of, we're getting onto her personality. I feel like she would stay. My youngest sister, that one's a little firecracker. I don't know what she's going to be like.
She's the youngest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's the one who likes to jump off of things and break things out of all of us. Mm-hmm. So just in general, I don't know how she'll turn out. Like, don't know that one. But my brother, I never actually just had a conversation with him about it because he's just so cool with it, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if you're happy.
Yes. Right.
You're happy with
it. It was just like, I feel like I was a black sheep. It's like, this is the total opposite of everything I want to do. I don't want to be tattoos and kissing women. You know, I can't do that. I'm just like, I can't do any of those stuff. So no. Okay, gonna have to pass on. So, that was me. Yeah.
Oh. So interesting how that turns out.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And I really... You know, we've known you for years, yeah. And I never knew any of this about you at all.
Yeah, the background of everything.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I do that to a lot of people. Like, I'll just mention things. I'm like, yeah, I was teaching Saturday. And everybody's like, oh, what? I'm just like, yeah. So what about that TV show? Like, I always just bring up pieces.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the only time I can explain is when I have to sit down and like,
ugh. Yeah, here's my whole life.
Prepare for it.
Yeah.
Get up mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking to us about it. Yeah, I know. I'm like so excited to go through and listen to this. And my goodness.
Yeah.
So much.
I learned a lot.
I know I still have questions. They're just going
to
come to me
later.
They're
going to come to you.
We're going to have to have another one like in a few months.
Part two.
Check it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing because that was a lot of sharing.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to this amazing episode. We're so happy to have had Kariel Williams on to speak about so many of her experiences.
Yes. If you have questions, DM us or write us an email and we can forward them to Kariel. And
yeah, we would love to have her back on and she can answer questions then.
Yeah.
We do apologize that you will hear in the episode that there's like a weird...
Quite a drastic change.
In quality. Yeah. I mean, Mercury was in retrograde when we recorded this.
Yes.
And so our normal recording device cut off halfway through and we were smart enough to back it up on a phone at the same time. So it goes into that. But that's why Mercury is in retrograde. It's not our fault.
Right.
All that stuff happens.
It's not unprofessional.
Just like we said.
Yeah.
We're not unprofessional. It's Mercury retrograde. But Mercury just went... direct today, November 20th, which I think this is going to come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's going to come out tomorrow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Mercury will no longer be in retrograde.
Yes.
But we are in what I've read is retro shade.
Yes.
Such a funny term. Where we have a two-week grace period of coming out of retrograde. So all that energy that just happened, it was at its peak, and now we're going to slowly transition out of it. So we're still kind of in the
kind
retrograde, feelings and vibes,
but it gets less shitty throughout the 2 weeks.
Yes, okay. It'll get better, and then it'll be hopefully normal. Woo-hoo. But I already feel a little better.
Oh,
maybe.
Me too. Yeah,
Could
be placebo, but we don't know.
You never really know about these things. That's why we have this podcast to talk about it.
Right.
But all right, stay tuned for our next episode. We will not be. Posting an episode on Thanksgiving. We're going to give everyone that day to be with their families, not be on technology listening to our podcast as much as everyone would want to.
Yes, we know you wish you could.
I know, I have to wait 2 weeks, but then we will come back the following week with a mini episode sharing stories that people have sent in to us with their experiences with intuition and the spiritual.
Yes.
Yeah, the stories we've gotten so far are really fun. So if you have some,
not
keep
too
sending
late.
Them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to keep sharing as many as we can throughout this whole process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a lovely week. Spend time with family and friends. Be thankful for the ones around you.
Yeah.
And
happy
we're
Thanksgiving.
Thankful for you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Shit.